Amidst the home COVID test shortage in the United States, Roche Holding has gotten emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration for its entrant to the market. The Swiss drug giant said its at-home test will be available in January, and then it can make tens of millions of tests a month. Roche said its test can detect all COVID variants, including Omicron, in about 20 minutes. GoDaddy has a new activist investor. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Jeff Smith's Starboard Value has taken a roughly 6.5% stake in the domain registration company. It's worth about $800 million. While Starboard will reportedly push for change, it wasn't clear what the exact game plan will be. GoDaddy's shares, by the way, are down about 8% this year. Spider-Man No Way Home swung to another box office milestone this weekend, becoming the first pandemic-era movie to break $1 billion and outpacing The Matrix Resurrections and Sing 2. The third installment of the Tom Holland-led series has taken in $467 million in domestic box office and $587 million internationally in the 10 days since it opened. Franzazi, have you seen it yet?
I have not seen it, but, you know, in the metaverse, maybe I can shoot those spidey webs out of my hand here. You know, that's just something I can really just hope for
something
at some point in my life.
Something to look forward to.